Hi, I'm Manos. This is Maria, founders and directors of the EV Real Estate Group, and welcome to On the Couch with
Manos and Maria.
That's it.
So this is where we go behind the scenes to uncover what makes entrepreneurs and industry providers, business owners, tick, and also what they think of the future in real estate.
We're really looking forward to sharing all the inside stories of what it actually takes to run a really successful business, whether you're starting out, whether you're thinking about starting your own business, whether you're currently running a real estate agency, and how you can obviously make it better. So, hope you enjoy.
Hello and welcome to another episode, actually episode 2.
Yes.
With M&M on the couch.
We're really looking forward to interviewing our latest representative of the EV Group, being Amanda Newton from the Negotis Property. And Negotis Property started actually in life as Negotis Accounting. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Excited to have you, Amanda.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
So tell us that story about how the first time that the thought came into your mind, entering real estate from being an accountant and running a very successful accounting business.
Yeah, so look, it's been seeded for a while, actually. I'm one of three owners, and we've all got a real heart and passion for helping people, and we've all been accountants, and so we've used our accounting experience to make a difference to people's lives and their financial health and the decisions they're making in business, and we hope that our grassroots approach makes a better outcome for our local community. And in taking that approach, I had lots of conversations with our clients year on year and discovered that some of the things that they were doing outside of our business, like real estate, were just not the same sort of experience that we were giving them at Negotis. And so the idea started to form that maybe we could get involved in this space. Now, it's compliance driven. There's lots of rules and regulations, and we're accountants. We feel really comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But it's also about people. And that's something we've done really differently in our accounting practice. And so we thought, that's an extension we want to see, and we're going to get involved in the real estate space.
100%, you're right. It is about people, and people list with people. We say that in the real estate industry all the time. You've already got the relationship there. You've built a great relationship over the years. You've provided a fantastic service. So it actually sounds really like a no-brainer. Why haven't other people done it before,
And that was one of the things when we first met you, Amanda. But I think it would be really good for obviously our listeners and our viewers to take an understanding. What were the challenges that your clients were facing with real estate agents? Mm. Because you saw that as a real challenge. So this is a really good eye-opener for people to listen, is what are their clients actually saying out there?
Yeah, look, sometimes it's as simple as returning people's phone calls. Yeah. And I know that, you know, we all might say, oh, I don't do that, but it happens all the time. So that's one of those little one percenters that you just, you know, makes a big difference, right through to probably more significantly people feeling like it's a transaction rather than that empathy of understanding what it is you're trying to achieve. We say that you probably don't own an investment property because you're concerned about housing stock. You know, you've got an investment property, or your house is an investment, and it's probably got to do with something else in your life, whether that's about a legacy, whether it's about security, whether it's about, you know, giving yourself flexibility and choice. It's a really significant investment for most people to have a home. It's a significant transaction. And so the person that they want to deal with around how they sell or buy
or manage
invest
it, property
and manage
management.
It, is somebody that they feel can connect with them and that they can trust, and who understands what they're trying to achieve, whether that be a great financial result, whether that be the comfort of securing what they want for their family. So we looked at that space and thought that there's room to move, and that was the feedback we were getting from our clients.
Well, it's quite interesting you say that, because in the training rooms, and I'm sure most people hear it, but I certainly promote it to our team, in building their relationships with their clientele, I say you need to be their accountant, you need to be their solicitor, you need to treat them like that, so that when they're thinking about real estate and who to select, they think of you. And as the agent of choice. I mean, you've really fit the mold. I mean, being an accountant, their accountant.
I think Amanda's
so they're
taking
going
it to the next
to
level.
The next level. So it's going to be a really interesting space, because, as we know, the you haven't launched your brand out into the market. But you've been a licensed real estate agent for the last 12 months.
I have. So it's been a long time coming. And that's because we want to make sure that when we step out into what is a new way of doing things, that we're doing it properly. And that's taken a lot of feedback from our clients. That's about, you know, shaping the right team to be able to deliver this. Because for our brand, we don't want just, you know, everyday real estate agents. We need real estate agents that are going to connect with what we're trying to achieve, which is, you know, making sure we get the best result, not always financial. Yeah, exactly. It's about a whole result for the clients that we're working with.
It's music to our ears because it's exactly what real estate, you know, for people, Australians everywhere, all of us, your home is obviously your greatest asset.
Absolutely.
And then your investment property, you know, obviously you want someone to look after that really knows what they're doing.
Yep.
So you'll be able to advise them as well.
Absolutely.
From a totally different level, which is fantastic. When you interviewed your clients, when you sent out those, you know, requests of, you know, I might be doing this. What do you think? What was the feedback that you got from your clients? They've been clients of yours for a very long time.
Yeah, so people have been really excited about the ability to deal with the same people with all their transactions. Mm. You know, a lot of people are time poor now. And so if I like you and you can, you know, trust what you do and you can deal with multiple things, it makes life a bit easier for me. So it's that one-stop shop model.
Yes. Yeah.
But in a way that means that I'm getting good value. So people were excited about that. Most people's relationship, particularly with their property managers, just wasn't positive. They're often changing hands. They didn't feel that they got much value. You know, the relationship often was, you know, only in relation to when something's gone wrong. So that, you know, the dreaded phone call that says you need to pay for something wasn't really proactive. So that's where we know we can be different. We can help identify what are some of the things that might not need to happen to upkeep your property over time. We can cash forecast for that and make sure that as an investor, you know, you don't get the dreaded phone call that says your air conditioner needs to be changed. You had no idea it was coming. And by the way, can you shell out $3,000?
Amanda, totally, I mean, if you really think about the whole property management transaction now, that's actually been managed by an organisation that's its ground and foundation is accountancy. Yeah. I mean, the value add that you're going to be able to bring to those clients is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
And obviously the discussion about retaining your brand in the marketplace, why did you feel that was important to you?
Yeah, so that's been part of the journey over time, was us to find the right people to connect with, and hence why we've come here to interview.
Yeah.
We feel really comfortable that in the both of you and your team, we see a reflection of how we do business. We could have taken this idea on our own, or we could have found others to support us. We know that we're not real estate experts, and we wanted to make sure we had the right support team to be able to deliver what we want to do with enough freedom to do it the way we think it needs to be done. And to know that I was shopping around looking for the right fit, and to know that actually there's people out there that have the same heart for customers, and that's been wonderful to be on that journey and start to see how EVU and Agoda's can fit beautifully together. The question around... What was your original question?
So the question in regards to why you felt it important to... How did it come about that you actually... To retain the Negotis property and not brand it one of the traditional more recognised brands, or should say, in your marketplace?
Again, I think that was feedback from your clients, wasn't it? Because again, you sent out another questionnaire
Had conversations with people, and they, they trust our brand. They've created a relationship with who we are and what we do. And so, if we were to brand our real estate agent maybe something else, they felt that maybe we'd be the same. We'd be the same as what they currently experienced, another high street brand. Whereas to retain our name is an element of trust. They like what we do. They connect with how we do things.
Mm.
And so asking them to take that journey with us into property using our same name gives them a level of trust that they can ensure that transaction is similar to what they've experienced before.
Yeah.
It also keeps us really accountable at the same time, because it is our brand.
That's right.
Means that, you know, we're taking our existing multi-award-winning brand into a new space. Mm. I want to ensure that we do it exactly the way we plan, because I don't want it to
be a brand. One will certainly affect the other.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely. So that, you know, the clients that deal with me know that this isn't something that we're just taking a sidewalk into. We're committed to making sure that it's the same as what they've experienced in our accounting brand.
Tell us a little bit about your accounting brand. So you've been there
We've been
the Goddess Accounting
seven or eight years,
and we're talking when we say there, we're talking Point Cook.
Our little growth corridor, our west. Yeah. So we're an amalgamation of two existing practices, some sole trader accounting businesses, and we came together because we had a heart for doing it differently. So not unlike our journey into real estate, we like to consider ourselves as a small industry disruptor.
Yeah,
entrepreneurs.
We knew that there was a difference behind not only understanding the figures, but helping to connect with people, making sure they understood it. And often it just meant, you know, education, taking time to explain what you know, and just being encouraging. Yeah. It's a tough space to be in business or be an individual and worry about your financial. Not everybody's got it easy, and even those that have got a good wicket want to know they're making good decisions. So our focus on education and our focus on being clear with our advice and helping people make good decisions is what drove us to create Negotis, which is Latin for business. So we say we mean business.
We mean business. I like Negotis. That's excellent.
We mean business. Mm. Awesome.
Very, very good.
Thank you for joining us today.
Mm. Not a problem. Thanks for having us on board.
And we look forward to the journey because 100%. Your journey has just started.
Yeah.
So kind of watch this space. I'm sure we'll come up with some other episodes with Amanda through the journey of actually starting the groundwork, how to be connecting with current clients, being accountants, and how we can service them, obviously, with their real estate needs. So
we'll have you back on the couch
in a few months'
time to see how the journey is going. Yeah,
it's
going to
be exciting.
We have to finish off with Fast Five.
Fast Five.
So, okay. You ready? I don't know them by heart yet, so I have to read them, and I've got to put my glasses on. So, it's going to be really fast. As a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I want to be the US president.
I love it. Name an achievement that you are most proud of.
I was the deputy mayor for my community. And so I was most proud of representing my community as an elected councillor for 3 years.
Congratulations.
That is amazing. That's awesome. Well done. Awesome. You do have a heart for people.
I do have a real heart for people.
And that shows. Yeah. What is the next item in your bucket list?
To run a successful real estate firm.
What do you admire most within the industry and why?
I admire the fact that there are people with a real heart for what they do and making a difference to people. That's what I admire the most.
Awesome. And if your life was a book, Amanda, what would the title be?
Still Not Finished.
Still not finished.
I like
very,
that.
Very good.
Still not finished. Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for
joining
us.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Yes. And
let's watch this space.
Let's watch this space.
And thank you for joining us.
Thank you. See you next time.